USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Confirmed COVID-19 cases in the United States have surpassed 200,000 on Wednesday, doubling since Friday as the country rolls out broader testing and outbreaks pop up in more and more cities. The coronavirus has killed at least 4,400 people in the United States, that's according to Johns Hopkins University. With today being the first day of the month, rent is due for millions of Americans. Now, this is the first time a rent payment has been due since the coronavirus outbreak shuttered much of the country and caused widespread job losses. Financial expert Chris Hogan says if you're facing financial hardship,
the worst thing you could do is avoid your creditors and wait on them to call you or to make a promise to pay that you can't keep. So a lot of times people will make a promise to pay just to get off the phone. Don't do that.
Hogan speaking there on Fox Business. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Not surprisingly, another economic report has shown a setback amidst the coronavirus outbreak. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
In this case, it's new orders for manufacturing falling to their lowest levels since the Great Recession. And the Institute for Supply Management says the March index dropped to 49.1%, which is a full point less than it was the month before. Not as bad as economists were predicting. They thought it would come in at about 44% for March. Experts say it will almost certainly be lower when the next report comes out next month.
President Trump is calling on Congress to give businesses a tax deduction for dining and entertainment. The president wrote in a tweet that it is proven to help restaurants and other entertainment venues. Congress changed the tax write-off when it passed the Trump tax cuts of 2017. The IRS says companies can now write off 50% as long as they are not extravagant. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A survey of more than 4,000 restaurant owners and operators conducted by the National Restaurant Association found that during the first 22 days of March, the restaurant industry lost an estimated $25 billion in sales and more than 3 million jobs. Bar Rescue host John Taffer tells Fox and Friends that the economic stimulus package is a good step for restaurant owners to get back on their feet.
Yes, I think. I mean, it's a good start, Brian. What they're doing is they're taking the amount of payroll that we've spent the past 60 days. They're taking a look at that average expenditure. They're giving us enough payroll for 8 weeks. If we use those dollars only for payroll, that loan is forgiven. So in essence, all restaurants are getting about 8 weeks worth of free payroll paid for by the government. Sounds good. We get to keep our employees working. But, Brian, there are things that it doesn't cover. Every walk-in, every refrigerator, and every restaurant now has bad food in it. Complete new inventories need to be purchased. Not every employee comes back. We need employee training. There's a number of things that have to happen that are very, very expensive for restaurants to open, and I worry about that.
And finally, in NFL news, the National Football League is forging ahead with plans to start the season on time and play every game with fans in attendance. That's the news coming out of a conference call that was held yesterday. The NFL draft is still scheduled for later this month, although it will not be in Las Vegas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.